Penguin Random House Audio presents Trump, The Art of the Deal by Donald J. Trump with Tony Schwartz. Read for you by Kaleo Griffith with an introduction read by Donald J. Trump.
This is Donald Trump, and I do this in celebration of The Art of the Deal. In 1987, I wrote the opening sentences of my first book, The Art of the Deal. They go like this. I don't do it for the money. I've got enough, much more than I'll ever need. I do it to do it. Deals are my art form. Other people paint beautifully on canvas or write wonderful poetry. I like making deals, preferably big deals. That's how I get my kicks. That was almost 30 years ago, and I have to say that those words still ring true today. In fact, they're truer than ever. I am serious about our country's future, which is definitely a big deal, and I know we can make it great again. When I review this book from the perspective of my current situation, that is, running for the presidency of the United States, I realize that it provides a great primer for people to have a better idea of what makes me tick and why I have the experience required to get America back on track and do it fast. From growing up in Queens, New York, to reviving 42nd Street, to building Trump Tower and many, many other buildings, listeners will see a side of me alongside the negotiator that has brought me to where I am today. There's a reason this book has remained such a big bestseller, and that's because it's honest, exciting, and very, very educational. You'll not only learn a lot about me, you'll learn about making deals, negotiating, and how to get things done. Just what our great country needs right now. Enjoy the ride, and remember, think big.
Chapter 1. Dealing. A Week in the Life. I don't do it for the money. I've got enough. Much more than I'll ever need. I do it to do it. Deals are my art form. Other people paint beautifully on canvas or write wonderful poetry. I like making deals, preferably big deals. That's how I get my kicks. Most people are surprised by the way I work. I play it very loose. I don't carry a briefcase. I try not to schedule too many meetings. I leave my door open. You can't be imaginative or entrepreneurial if you've got too much structure. I prefer to come to work each day and just see what develops. There is no typical week in my life. I wake up most mornings very early, around 6, and spend the first hour or so of each day reading the morning newspapers. I usually arrive at my office by 9, and I get on the phone. There's rarely a day with fewer than 50 calls, and often it runs to over 100. In between, I have at least a dozen meetings. The majority occur on the spur of the moment, and few of them last longer than 15 minutes. I rarely stop for lunch. I leave my office by 6:30, but I frequently make calls from home until midnight, and all weekend long. It never stops, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present. That's where the fun is. And if it can't be fun, what's the point? Monday, 9 a.m. My first call is to Alan Ace Greenberg on the trading floor of Bear Stearns, a major Wall Street investment banking firm. Alan is the CEO of Bear Stearns. He's been my investment banker for the past 5 years, and he's the best there is. 2 weeks ago, we began buying stock in Holiday Inns. It was selling in the 50s. As of this morning, Alan tells me, I own just over 1 million shares, or slightly more than 4% of the company. The stock closed Friday at $65 a share, mostly, Alan says, because word is out on the street that I've been a big buyer, and there's speculation I am planning a run at the company. The truth is, I'm keeping my options open. I may ultimately go for control of Holiday, which I think is somewhat undervalued. At the current stock price, I could get control for less than $2 billion. Holiday's 3 casino hotels could be worth nearly that much. And the company owns another 300,000 hotel rooms besides. A second option, if the stock price goes high enough.